Hi, everybody. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Tea with Janae. I'm your host, Janae Kirshner of Janae Kirshner Photography, and the creator of Submission Support, our monthly membership to help you curate and submit your next wedding. Tea with Janae is where we give real advice, tangible tips, and thoughtful insight about what it's really like to be a wedding photographer. I'm so excited for today's brand new episode because I'm chatting with Andrea LeBrosse all about trading action for strategy to scale your business and eliminate business lag. So, what is business lag? Well, Andrea's going to help explain what it is and share how we can get ourselves out of it. A little bit about Andrea before we get started is that she's an author, certified business and life coach, and the host of the Time to Level Up podcast. She's known for helping high-achieving women, entrepreneurs, make the shift from overwhelm to freedom so they stop thinking small and start thinking big. Through her work, she guides bold, ambitious women to create their own secret sauce for success by combining two ingredients, the right mindset and the solid systems. And I'm so excited that she's here. This is a great episode, so let's get started. Let's grab a cup of tea and enjoy the show. Everybody, welcome back. I'm so excited you guys are here. I have a wonderful guest on the line today. Andrea, can you say hi to everybody?
Hey, everybody. Hey, Janae. How are
you? Hey, I'm good. How are you? How are you doing today?
I'm all right.
Good. Well, I'm glad you're here.
I'm happy to be here too. I love doing these conversations.
Yeah, like definitely. I'm excited. We've got a good topic to talk about. It hasn't been done before on the show, so I'm excited. But let's tell, where are you located? I don't know.
So I live just outside of Indianapolis, Indiana. And I have two kids who are 22 and 19. So they're both at college. I like to say two kids and one husband. We've lived here since 2000. So we've lived here a while, but I grew up in Boston. So I am East Coast at heart. Turned into a Midwesterner.
Oh, I love that. Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Yep. Well, and I work with people all over the country.
Cool.
So everywhere. Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Cool. Yeah. I like the East Coast at heart. That's nice. I'm an East Coast girl. So a New Yorker. We're a rare breed, born in New York, live in New York. So it's nice. But I'm excited for today's show. We're going to be talking about taking action for strategies to scale your business and eliminate business lag. And I had never heard of that phrasing before, like business lag. So that kind of caught my attention when we were chatting. So I'm excited to sort of pick your brain and find out what that is and how we can, you know, get out of it.
One wants that. It doesn't sound good, does it?
No, it doesn't. I was like, what is business lag? I need to know more. So yes. I'm excited that you're here. So let's tell everybody a little bit about you, your company, and how you got started.
Sure. So I work with entrepreneurial women, and I'm a business and life coach. And I like to say "and" because most people come to me feeling like they need to get themselves, like need to get things in order. You know, they feel as if they are stuck or frazzled or need to refocus. And a lot of times they want to take an approach where they, you know, tell me what to do, Andrea, just tell me what to do. But as we work together, they discover that this really just isn't all about business and it's not all about what I need to do. A lot of it has to do with changing their thinking and how they're really just approaching life. So I like to say business and life are both fair game, both fair game. Yeah. And I coach women all over the country, actually all over the world, via Zoom. I do all of it via Zoom. And I got into this because I worked in a corporate position where I was training, recruiting, hiring, and training new kind of like franchise owners. And what was going on is that they would get into it. They started to create a profit. But then things kind of got harder, right? Because, oh my gosh, this is actually working. But in order for me to continue growing or scale or even just maintain, I've got to change some things around. Like the excitement had worn off, we'll call it. The excitement had worn off. So really what I was doing was coaching. And when I decided like I had had enough of that after 10 years, I recognized what the part I loved was the coaching. And I started my own business in 2018. So I've been doing this for a while.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. And you have a podcast too, right?
I do. I have a podcast. It's called Time to Level Up. And you can find it on any and every podcast player. And actually, I just released a book, my first book, which is way harder than the podcast, I'm going to admit. The book's called She Thinks Big. She Thinks Big, The Entrepreneurial Woman's Guide to Moving Past the Messy Middle and Into the Extraordinary. So a lot of my clients are in that messy middle, which means that they've been in business for a year, 2 years, 3 years, and it feels messy all of a sudden. And they know that there's something better at the on the other side of the rainbow, but they can't quite get there.
Oh, I love that. Well, I'm excited to like dive into that a little bit. So let's jump in. Let's get started. I think, you know, for me, my first question is like, what do you mean by trading action for strategy? Like, how can we use that in our business? What does that mean?
Yes. So here's what it means. So think about this. You know, wake up and you ask yourself, well, what am I going to do today? Right? That's what am I doing today? What's on the agenda?
Yeah.
Right. What actions am I going to take? Okay. And a lot of times we'll say, just the kind of like, just tell me what to do. I'm really good at following instructions. So all of that kind of dialogue has to do with action, taking action. But what I find, and I think has been proven over and over again by my most successful clients, is if we can pause long enough, and I like to call it a strategic pause, and really wrap our head around what are we thinking about? How are we thinking about things? If we can start to manage our mind, the actions come. The actions come. We figure out what to do, right? We figure that's not the issue. I bet we could brainstorm 20 million things you could do today, 20 ways to grow your business. We could brainstorm all of that. But the question is, why isn't it happening? Or why does it feel so hard to happen? And that goes back to, what's your strategy? What are your thoughts behind all of this? Why are you doing it? Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I'm on a consult call with someone, I'll say, hey, do you have a business plan? And I would say it's 50-50. 50% of the people say, I do, but I mean, I don't know. I don't really follow it. I don't look at it. It's just kind of in the drawer or in my Google Docs and I can't find it. And 50% say, I did when I started, but I haven't revisited it yet. Okay. So they don't have a plan. They don't have a strategy to guide the actions that they're taking on a daily basis. And that is what I think is super, super important. Knowing, really dialing in on all of your thoughts behind where you want to go, what you want, getting clear on that, getting clear on what it would look like if you were taking action. So it all comes back to your thinking. I say success as just says it's two ingredients. There's only two ingredients. It's super easy. Mindset and systems.
Yeah.
And systems are really just 20% of it. 80% is the mindset or the strategy, the strategic thinking.
Yeah. Mindset's so important. It's such a game changer when you like figure that out.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Definitely.
And it's kind of like an ongoing game, right? It's not, it's not a one and done. Like, am I done thinking about, no, not really. But yes, you do have to recognize the value in it.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
it's kind of the first thing.
Yeah, we talk a lot about mindset on this podcast and a couple of shows throughout a lot of the shows. And I feel like once you unlock the power of your own mindset, like anything is possible and everything is possible and your dreams start happening and you're like, whoa, I'm in control of this. This is so crazy. I love talking about that stuff. It's so fun.
It is so fun.
Yeah. Let's talk. So what is business lag? I'm like, what? Okay, I don't know what that is.
So how I define business lag, I'll give you like a couple of scenarios. Okay. So I have clients that are wedding photographers and I was doing what I call a vision to action intensive with one of them. So this is really where we lay out her strategic plan for the year and actually for like 3 years in a sense. And her revenue is excellent, but it's kind of flat. It was kind of a flat. She's been in business a couple of years. And So I kind of say, okay, what's going on? Why is this flat? What's happening? And she really was afraid to raise her prices. Okay. To raise what she wanted brides to invest. And that was creating business lag. So if brides were paying a higher fee, then she would have more capital to invest in things that she wanted to invest in to grow her business. Mm-hmm. Right. So business lag is you stifling kind of your own growth by some of the decisions you're making.
Yeah.
And it's also impacting your lifestyle. Like, mm-hmm. she'd love to do less weddings, but at a higher price tag.
Right.
And totally capable, right? But by not changing the price tag, she's stuck doing millions of weddings.
Right.
So I think you have to kind of think about this. Like, when we say I should be further ahead, okay, or you have that feeling, then why aren't you further ahead? Mm-hmm. Like, what's going on? And that really hurts our business. It delays change from happening.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to ask you, how does it hurt our business? But you're right. It delays the positive change from happening. You're so right.
Yeah. Like and usually it comes down to the fact that you're not making decisions. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're, I like to say, stuck in the small thinking. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're just like, you want to, and guess what? You're human, right? So you want to stay safe. You want things to feel good. Like, you want to feel good about these decisions. You want to make sure they're the right ones. Mm-hmm. And there's something called the motivational triad, if we get all neuroscience-y, where, you know, it's proven that as humans, we want things to be easy, mm-hmm. efficient, mm-hmm. safe, mm-hmm. comfortable. Okay. Those are like caveman instincts that are still in us from thousands of years ago.
Sounds like a good pair of pajamas.
It does. Like, in 2023, like, nothing's happened. Like, there's no not safe. There's no nothing. Nothing's going to happen. Right. So I like to say, like, what's the worst thing that can happen if you don't raise your prices? Right. The worst thing that can happen is that I don't, you know, move forward. Okay. I don't know. I just have to keep doing all these weddings, whatever. What's the worst thing that can happen if you do raise your prices? Mm-hmm. Well, the worst thing that can happen is that no one pays them. Mm-hmm. And I say, well, what happens if no one pays them? And then usually the answer is, I feel super defeated and that I'm not worthy. And okay, well, you could go back to the old pricing, right? That's okay. It's still available to you. No one says it's off limits. So the worst thing that can happen, or the real problem, is not no one paying the prices. The real problem is you not wanting to feel a negative feeling.
Yeah.
That's the real problem. And that's what creates business lag. I say there's four things that create business lag. And that's one of them, is not really identifying the real problem of not wanting to feel a negative feeling. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you think about that.
No, but I agree. I feel like, I mean, I can speak to this myself, and I've talked about this on the show a few times when I've raised my prices significantly, because I, you know, the same situation, I want to work harder, you know, work smarter, not harder, do less weddings, make more money. You know, there's you have to be comfortable in the uncomfortable, because mm-hmm. I think a lot of photographers feel this way or have felt this way. When you raise your rates, you start pricing yourself out of your current market, out of your current client base. And it's uncomfortable to be in this lag where you're waiting for the new clients to find you and pay your new mm-hmm. rates. But as soon as you get the first client, the first new client to pay the new rate, you can never go back. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can never go mm-hmm. back, because you're like, oh, well, I am worth this, or people are paying this. And that was so easy, or so worth the wait. And I feel like that people have to be comfortable in the uncomfortable and waiting, because I know, for speaking from experience, it could be 6 months where I raise my prices a lot. I am never going back to the old pricing, and I just have to wait it out. till the marketing and the strategy and all this stuff aligns to that one day where that new email comes in and you're like, this is my person. These are my people.
Yeah.
And then, and then you book them and you're like, I did it. And then you go forward. And then in a few months you raise it again and you do the same thing.
Yes.
So I mean, I totally, now I understand. Yeah. I get it. Like it's a, and that's where your mindset comes in this to play, because you have to tell yourself, I am worth it. I am going to wait. I am okay waiting. I am okay in this laggy period. Like, I feel
So that's kind of the second piece of this. So the first piece is, like, I like to say identifying the real problem versus getting comfortable with uncomfortable, because that doesn't sound like it's fun or easy. So, like, what is the real problem? The real problem is I don't want to be uncomfortable. Okay. Mm-hmm. The second thing, though, is consider all your thought options. Okay. If you're not considering all of your thought options, and I'll tell you what I mean by that, you are not going, you're going to be in a state of business lag. Okay. So what are all our thought options? Well, let's say you raise your fee.
Yeah.
Okay. You could think all sorts of things. Okay. Your brain can go to all sorts of places. No one's going to pay this. My market can't handle it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have no clients for 6 months.
Right.
Maybe I should start offering something different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But just as available, equally as available to you, are the thoughts of, this is going to be great. I am now going to be serving my ideal clients. Of course, people are going to find me. My work speaks for itself. I might have to raise my rates again or my fee again if I have too many clients. Those thoughts are all equally available to you. So I like to say, when I say consider all your thought options, I like to have the image of being at a wedding, actually, with a waiter who's passing hors d'oeuvres. He's got a tray of hors d'oeuvres and he comes up to you and he says, take one. And you kind of look down at the hors d'oeuvre tray and you're like, which one should I have? Should I have pigs in a blanket? Should I have bruschetta? Should I have spinach square? What should I have? You choose and you make a choice. So what happens when you're considering all your thought options is that you are choosing off of that trait. Like, what do I want to think? What's going to serve me the most? What's useful?
Mm-hmm.
And why this doesn't happen is because it is hard. And we are stuck in our own little peanut butter jars. Okay. So I like to say you're stuck in your own peanut butter jar. And when you're stuck in your own peanut butter jar, you can't pull yourself up to the rim and read the label. Like, you can't see what all the ingredients are. You can't see all the options. You can't see what's really going on or what's really out there on the table with you, because you're stuck in your own jar.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why sometimes this happens. Like, I was on a call yesterday and I said, okay, so this is actually funny because it kind of goes back to the business and life situation. And so we were talking about creating more time, like having more free time. And I said, give me three things in the chat box that you want to get off your plate. Okay. Mm-hmm. So client A says one of her things is personal tasks. So I was like, all right, take yourself off mute. Let's talk about this. So personal tasks. So here are the personal tasks. Go get the car registration renewed.
Mm-hmm.
Order or pick up the dog meds, pick up the dry cleaning, and get the 1-800 junk people to come to take away the junk. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. So I said, you realize that you can order dog meds online. You can have pickup and drop off of dry cleaning. You don't have to be present for your own car registration. Someone else can do that for you. And you can go online and schedule that 1-800 junk thing at any time. You don't have to do that during business hours.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, really? So, like, those were like thought options. Okay. Now, I mean, you may be like, where's this person been? Like, is she hiding under a rock? But it just had never occurred to her that she could outsource all of these things. Those are thought options. She is stuck in her way of going to the dry cleaner, you know, on Tuesdays at 5 o'clock. Always getting the dog meds at the vet, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, we've got thought options in our business and we got thought options in our personal life. So I think, you know, number one, you got to figure out what the real problem is. Okay. What is causing the business lag? And it's probably you not wanting to feel a negative feeling. And number two is identifying, okay, what am I thinking? And what are all my options? So that's kind of like trading the action for strategy piece of it. Because strategy falls under what's my strategy? What's my thought around this? How am I going to approach it? It's not the actual action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So those are two out of the four things that I think create this business lag.
Yeah. What's the third thing?
The third thing is embracing ambiguity. Okay. So being okay with not knowing.
Yeah.
So I want you to picture like, sometimes like, okay, let me give you an example of this. So a lot of times we're making decisions. Most of the time we're making decisions from what I call our present you. Okay. So based on our past experience and where we are now, I'm going to make this decision. Okay. So let's say someone says, I want to redo my website. Okay. Mm-hmm. Or I want to invest in coaching. They look in their bank accounts and they see how much money is in there and they say, huh, I can afford this or I can't afford this. That's mm-hmm. kind of the one strategy that happens a lot, right?
Yeah.
But what they're doing, they're making that decision from their present place. If you're going to eliminate business lag, if you're going to become a big thinker, like my book's called She Thinks Big, if you're going to become a big thinker, you've got to access your future you. So this is the you a year from now who has the brand new website, who is working with a coach, who is making more money, and ask that future you, what should I do today? Right? Future you knows. Present you doesn't know. You have to act as if you are going to create what you want to create. So you've got to go to future you and ask them. So if you're someone that already has a new website, 20 million more clients or whatever clients you want, for example, who has a support team in place, what are they going to say? Should you go forward with the website? Should you go forward with the support? Yes, of course you should. Okay.
Right.
So, but what happens is we get stuck in that, well, I don't know if I'm going to make enough money, or I don't know if a new website is really going to do the trick, or I don't know if I'm really going to make use of all the things offered in that coaching program. You know, because in the past, maybe I haven't. I bought something and it was a do-it-yourself thing and I didn't do it, right? Right. So you have to be okay with not knowing. Yeah. Otherwise, you're stuck. Otherwise, right. You're stuck, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure this has happened to you. Like you've been on a call and this happens probably with wedding photographers all the time. So you've got a bride on the call. You go through your whole spiel. They say, oh, I love your work. You're available for their day. And then you get to the end of the call and you're like, okay, so are we moving forward? And they're like, well, I'm going to think about it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to think about it and I'll get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, obviously I am all about thinking, but that happens on my prospect calls too. And I always say, okay, do I have permission to put my coach hat on? I'm like, yes. So I put my coach hat on and I say, all right, I love thinking, but I'm curious, what exactly are you thinking about?
Mm-hmm.
What exactly are you thinking about? No one has a great answer to that.
Putting them on the spot. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. No one knows what they're thinking about. They're just waiting till they have this feeling that they should do this. Or sometimes they'll say, well, I want to go look and see how much money I have in my bank account. They know that. They have a general idea. That's not true. Okay. But our brain is trying to come up with evidence to support moving forward. Right. Or they'll say, I need to talk to my significant other, my partner about it. Really? Because what do they know? They just weren't on this call. You were on the call.
Right.
Like, do you want to move forward or not?
Like, right.
Because if you want to move forward, I would bet money that they're going to want to move forward too.
Mm-hmm.
You have to kind of be all in yourself before you talk to them
yeah.
or not. Right.
Yeah.
So like this, I have to think about it. There's nothing to think about. You already know the answer to whatever you're looking for. What you're waiting for is a feeling, okay? And your brain can come up because it has a lot of thought options right now with feeling however you want to feel. So you could feel like this is perfect, I love this person, or moving forward, go for it. Or you could feel, I'm not sure. I mean, maybe I need more information, but what would that information really do? Nothing. You know, your brain's just looking for evidence, and it can support anything that you want to think about.
Exactly.
So the third piece of the, you know, eliminating business lag is just being okay with uncertainty, just being okay with not knowing all the exact details. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If you want to do something, do it. Mm-hmm. But again, like you're stuck in your own peanut butter jar. this is hard stuff to do. This is hard stuff to do.
I love that. Yeah. Love that. And then what would be the fourth thing? What would
the fourth thing, it kind of goes right after this. So the fourth thing is seek support.
Mm.
Okay. And not just seek it, secure it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So support can look like all kinds of different things. Here's what it doesn't look like. It doesn't look like asking your spouse what to do, because guess what? Their job is to love you. Their job is not usually to be your business advisor. They don't want you to do hard and uncomfortable things. They just want you to be okay, hunky-dory, like everything's fine now, nothing's broken, okay? So usually a spouse is not the kind of support you want when we talk about business lag,
mm-hmm.
okay? They're good for other things. Support does not look like you having a commiserating with other people. That's not moving you forward,
right?
You know, we all have these friends that we're like are really good commiserators, right?
Yeah.
I have them too, right? But that's not the support I'm talking about. What I'm talking about, the kind of support, is that you need like your own personal board of directors. You need a guide. You need a Sherpa. You need someone to create a comfort level to kind of give you the okay, to give you permission to increase your rates, to give you permission to kind of feel a little yucky as you're waiting it out for these people to actually buy from you at that increased rate.
Right.
Okay. So I like to hear, as you can tell, I'm big in analogies. So picture your six-year-old self. Your six-year-old self is all snuggled in your twin bed, and you've got your stuffed animal, and you're under the covers. And if you were a six-year-old of today's world, you'd probably have an iPad or something, okay? So you're comfortable in there. You don't want to get out. Your bed's awesome on a Saturday morning. Well, as adults, and especially as entrepreneurs and business owners, we don't have those comfy covers. We don't have a stuffed animal. We can't stay in bed all day long. It's almost as if, as an adult or an entrepreneur, someone's ripped off the covers and we're standing by the side of our bed, kind of naked. Okay. We don't have comfort anymore. And remember, going back to our caveman era, we want to feel comfortable. So how do you do that? As an adult, as a business owner, you get people to support you. You get people on your team. You get a board of directors. You have a mentor or a coach or someone that's going to be by your side, and not necessarily a cheerleader either. That's a whole different category, but someone that's going to say to you, it's going to be okay. We're going to do this hard thing. You're going to make this phone call. You're going to invest in whatever. It's going to be okay. We don't know exactly how it's all going to play out. We don't need to know. All we need to know is our next best step. It's going to be okay. So big thinkers or people that move their businesses forward faster, or easier even, who don't have business lag, they all have secured support.
Yeah. No, these are incredible. I love all of these ideas and these topics and like how to get out of it. So now that we know what business lag is and we've got our four areas of where it can be and what it's tied to, how do we start getting out of that? Like what would be our sort of action steps or for the strategy to get out of that?
So you have to be able, the first thing, or the, like I would say the one thing, okay? The mm-hmm. one thing is you have to commit to your own growth, right? So one of my favorite lines is, being an entrepreneur is really a journey in personal development disguised as an entrepreneurial adventure. right? This is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to give us all the things we want, right? We don't have to listen to anyone. We're our own boss, right? It's supposed to be awesome. It's like a Disney World ride. But really what it is, it's like you committing to your own personal development, to growing and pushing yourself, to committing to your own growth. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you've got to decide that. Like, that's a conscious decision. I am not staying in the same place that I am right now. I'm not stuck, going to stay in my small thinking, in my present you. I want to go find that future you. I want to go find the future me. And that's really the crux of it. And then, you know, then you've got to realize that you've got to, this is work, right? But this is the work worth doing. And I have a podcast episode called The Work Worth Doing, mm-hmm. Which is, I really feel like this is the work worth doing. So, you know, in thinking wise, you've got to create some thoughts that allow you to feel committed and stick with it. You know, strategically wise, or I'm sorry, system wise, remember it's 80% mindset, 20% system. System wise is, I always say, if you don't have a business plan, that is step number one. Mm-hmm. That is step number one, because that gets you focused. So I do what I call these, I don't call them business plans, or because it's, that sounds very serious and not fun at all. I say, let's turn your vision into action. Mm-hmm. Let's sit down and let's, like, and I'm going to ask you, I'm going to prompt you. I'm going to be the question girl, right? And I'm going to help you think into the future, which for a lot of women and business owners is really hard. They're just like, I'm trying to get through the day. But we're going to think about, right? We're going to think about where you want to be. And I always say, we're even going to sprinkle a little magic fairy dust. It doesn't have to be super realistic. Okay. We're going to think about where you want to be. I'm going to help you do that. We're going to get that vision out and on paper. And then we're going to turn that vision into some action steps. So we're going to figure out, if I want that vision to come to happen, what do I need to do in kind of like in a 3-year period of time? What do I need to do this year? Mm-hmm. What do I need to do this quarter? Mm-hmm. What do I need to do this month or this week? So we really break it down, because then you're getting that sense of security and comfort, right? Like, I got a plan. Everybody loves a plan. Remember, you asked me in the beginning, what do I need to do? Okay. So we're figuring out what you need to do in a very structured way, but in a way that takes into account the whole you, not just the business owner you, takes into the account that you have 2 kids and 2 dogs and 62 soccer games, right? Takes into account all of that. And we turn that vision into action. So I call that doing a vision to action intensive. Yeah. So there's a piece of this that's mindset. You have mm-hmm. to be like, all right, I'm in. I got to change something. I'm going to be committed. I want this to be different. Okay. And you have to stop. I like to say also, kind of shift from being a consumer. I mean, I'm a big podcast listener. Obviously I'm a big reader, but you've got to shift from consuming things and then shift it into creating what you want, right? Mm-hmm. So we can listen to 50 million podcasts. Again, love podcasts, but are you actually doing anything with the information, right? Is it just like floating around in your head and you saying, that's a great idea? So you've got to shift from consumer to creator. You got to kind of make that decision. And then you've got to create something, a system to follow, to help your brain stay on track, to give it that comfort level. So that's where that vision to action intensive comes in.
Yeah, I love that. Gosh, this is so powerful. I feel like this whole episode, it should be inspiring to everyone listening, understanding what business lag is, understanding how to sort of work your way out of it. And then even, you know, understanding that it's okay not to feel comfortable in every decision you make. Like, you have to work through it. And I love sort of how you're tricking the brain, right, into feeling comfortable yeah. with being uncomfortable. I think that's so smart. I love that.
Yeah, you got to, I like to say, train your brain. It's just like you go work out with a personal trainer to strengthen your muscles. You've got to work out with someone to train your brain to get it stronger. And, you know, I like to say we strengthen your follow through muscles. We strengthen your uncomfortable muscles, you know, all those kinds of things.
Yeah. Yeah. This is awesome. I think, you know, I always like to end on the show with like actionable tips and something that a listener can do today to sort of propel their business forward to the next step. What would be your number one thing that someone can do immediately after this show and start getting themselves out of business lag? Would you think it's like writing down what they want to do?
I mean, that's an awesome thing. I think they're going to say, I already done that, mm-hmm. or I know that, or that's in my head. No, one of those things, right? So I think here's something that's really kind of easy. So I want you to think about what are the three or four feelings that you feel on a daily basis most often? Mm. Okay. And there's a feelings list on my website, but you could even Google a big list of feelings, because as English speaking Americans, if that's who's listening, we only use 12 words to describe how we feel, and think about how many words there are out there. So figure out what are your three most common feelings, right? So, I'll just give you an example. Grateful. Okay. Some people have grateful in there. Grateful, overwhelmed, and capable. Okay. Or grateful, overwhelmed, capable, and exhausted. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now I want you to ask, what are your four feelings that you want to feel? You're like, all right, well, I want to keep the grateful and I want to keep the capable, but I want to change that overwhelmed into calm. And I want to change that exhausted into energized. Okay. And then you can think to yourself, how am I going to do that? How are you going to do it? Is it all comes back? I want you to not think about what you're going to change your actions. I want you to think about changing your thinking.
Yeah.
Right. So instead of saying, oh my gosh, I have to drive 62 kids around for carpool tonight. Okay. I want you to think about, oh my gosh, while I'm driving them around, I can do so many things in the car, or it's like time to spend with them. Isn't that great? It's really hard to do this. It sounds easy, but it's hard. So you can get off right now and say to yourself, what are my top three or four feelings that I feel every day? What are the most common ones? What do I want to feel? And how am I going to get there? And then start asking yourself, do I have a support team? How could I secure support? What would that look like? Why haven't I done that before? Do I know what the real problem is? Is the real problem just me not wanting to feel a negative feeling? Mm-hmm. What's so wrong with not knowing exactly how something's going to be? What could I embrace ambiguity? So that kind of leads down that path.
I love that. Yeah. So powerful and so strong, and you know, something anyone can do. Anybody can start asking themselves mm-hmm. a question. And I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Andrea, this has been amazing. I'm like so in love with this whole show. Thank you so much for being here. So inspiring.
You are welcome.
Yeah. And really, really wonderful advice and very helpful for business owners who are stuck in that business lag and they need some action to get out of it and the good strategies to help them along the way. Yes. So it's been so great. So let's tell everybody where they can find out more about you, your services, of course, your new book, and of course, and say hello online.
Okay. So online, I am on all the places, but Instagram and LinkedIn are my two favorites. So Andrea dot Libros dot coaching or Andrea Libros, LIEBROSS. Come say hi, send me a DM, screenshot the show and put it up there as a picture. And then the best way to access the book, the podcast, all the services I offer, I'm actually doing a day-long live event in January, which I'd love to have you at. All of that, go to Andrea's with an S. Links with an S.com. It's easier than my last name. So Andrea's with an S, links with an S.com. And you're going to find there a link to my website, which you can find all of those things. I would get your hands on a copy of the book. It will really help. Start listening to the podcast. And again, always happy to have a conversation and see how I can help you.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. And all this information will be in the show notes. You guys can swipe on up right now, click on the links and let Andrea know you listened to today's episode. Andrea, thank you so much for being here. It was a real pleasure and I hope you come back soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.
You guys, I hope you liked today's episode. I want to give a huge shout out and a big thank you to Andrea for being our wonderful guest today. It was so nice chatting with you. I love this topic. And if you guys want to find more about her, her services, or listen to her podcast, swipe on up right now, click on those links, and let her know you listened to today's episode. All right, you guys, I can't wait to share our next cup of tea together. Bye.